Hey everybody, welcome to Climb the Ladder for 146th episode presented by WashUp Network. I'm your co-host Hunter, and my equally good-looking twin brother Duncan is right here with me. Thank you to everybody who's been tuning in each week. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes and Spotify. You can see two of the same face when you head over to YouTube. This episode is brought to you by Rugged Roots, who brings us the best in beard products. Use code LADDER20 at ruggedroots.com for 20% off your purchase. As always, let's climb the ladder. Hey, everybody, excited to do a little baseball update. We're officially over 10 games into the season, a couple weeks in now. And yeah, excited for little standings update. We'll look at the schedule. The Mariners are just wrapping up a road trip and starting to trend in the right direction, although they've had a little bit of struggles at the plate so far this season. So we'll dive into a little bit of that, see what's going on around the rest of the league, and wrap up with a couple of our favorite segments. So yeah, Hunter, Mariners started the season at home and now they've been out on the road for about a week. Give us a little bit of update on what we're seeing from the boys and what we can expect coming back home this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, got to start with the final game of the road trip today. Six game road trip, I think. Yeah. Six game road trip. Yeah, so just a quick one kind of too to go. I mean, they're in Chicago and Cleveland. So a couple Midwest teams. They're sitting at 5-8 after the road trip. They were, what was it? 2-4. Yeah. They were 2-4 when they left home. So they went 3-3 on the road with the Wednesday, April 12th, got a pretty satisfying win. They were up 3-1 in the sixth or seventh when I turned it on the radio during the workday. Little day game, little Wednesday matinee action. Always love that. Always love it. I've said it enough for the radio. Big fan over here. Also, I mean, part of the holdout for Root Sports and how much their anti-streaming sucks, but
yeah, you just can't beat the classic sound of radio, especially, I mean, we're biased, but we have some of the greatest, radio announcers, I would say.
Oh yeah. You get Dave Sims going, you get Rick Riz on there. Like, those are some good voices. Nothing against Brad and Angie on Root Sports, but it's for a different time. But yeah, we were up 3-1 in the seventh, and back-to-back home runs in the eighth by Teoscar Hernandez, followed up by Jared Kelnick, who crushed an absolute bomb. Let me just say, Kelnick went into the game today with a 300 record. Through these first couple weeks of the 23 MLB season. And he finished the day with a 333 average. Dude, he hit this home run. It was back-to-back with Teoscar. He hit it 482 feet straight away dead center at Wrigley Field. Upper deck, like, so far. And he hit one off the scoreboard.
I pulled up the video on Twitter as soon as you texted, and then when Joey texted, I was like, man, this must have been quite the bomb. I can only imagine the radio call on it, but yeah, it just went 12 o'clock straight down the center, and I mean, that was a moonshot. It didn't look like it was coming down, and I feel like that's kind of the statement that he needed, because I said it in a text earlier, but compared to where he was a year ago, where you watched him in Tacoma, he was up and down, back and forth, a lot of preseason expectations, and just couldn't really find his groove. I don't think he's going back to AAA anytime soon.
No, he's here to stay. He found his place after these last two seasons, coming into his third. But yeah, Those two runs lifted them up to a 5-1 lead. They gave up a solo shot. I forget who it was in the eighth, I think, but too little, too late. Not much damage was done, and we walked away with that one. 5-2 with the dub in the matinee after what was disappointing on Tuesday. Sounds like luckily I didn't tune into that one. We were up 7-0 and ended up losing 14-9. So that one was tough.
Yeah, that's a little bit rough. I mean, we talked about it last week, and it is getting a little bit better, but checking in on the standings, it kind of makes me feel good that the AL West is really pretty level right now. We're two games back from first place, and first place is tied with Angels and Rangers at 7-5. So nobody's storming out ahead. The A's, while there is a lot of baseball left, we can say this on both ends. The A's are not looking like they have much hope, and the Rangers are still impressing. So I bet the Astros will hover around 500. I think if we can get on a little hot streak and also avoid those terrible, 12-game losing streaks that the Mariners like to go on, I think we'll contend towards the top for quite some time. But obviously,
somebody had a good point today, not saying that this is where we want to be, but I saw on Twitter today, I think it said, it was somewhere around these numbers, said last June, the Mariners, like right before the All-Star break, it was something like 29-39. So to put that in perspective, I'm not saying I want to get to that point. Like, it'd be sweet to be well ahead going into the All-Star break, but also give these guys something to play for, make them work for it. Like, this team needs a little bit of grit, something to grind for.
Yeah, I think so too. And hopefully coming back home, we have a good homestand coming up. And I know for some reason the Seahawks do it too, but Mariners seem like they tend to play a little bit better on the road. It wasn't necessarily the case this last time, but they did have a win over the Guardians 2-1 on that. And then they lost the Cubs series, obviously. But man, looking ahead at the next week or so, we come home, and I hope that we can really just capitalize on that. Give the fans something to play for, opening up a series at home on a Friday night. Rockies will be pretty fun too, I would guess. And yeah, we go Rockies, Brewers, Cardinals at home for the next just over a week, about a week and a half before heading back to the East Coast. So it is already fun for me. I don't know about you, but to see them play teams that we wouldn't really be playing as much with the new schedule format, and hopefully we can kind of ride this home streak and really get something good going.
Yeah, it's cool. It definitely keeps it fresh. I do have to say, we'll get into the segment later, but I got to go for a fresh crispy because, oh.
Man, got to love
because
that.
Because coming like off of coming off of an electric beer league softball win. there's the mascot.
Got the mascot making a little bit of an appearance for the first time in a while. For any new climbers out there, Smokey the Black Lab, he's hanging out here in the background.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
But yeah, had to crack this one. Even though we're just partway through the episode, I know we'll get to it later, but coming off an electric victory. But yeah, back to the M's. I actually had in here, I think on Monday when I was putting some notes together, to give a shout out to Kelnick just for how he's turned it around. And then home run last night off the scoreboard, and then a bomb, absolutely crushed it today. So he's just like keeping the notch and just even more deserving of the shout out.
Yeah, definitely. Pretty exciting to see. I feel like another shout out we have to give, not personally, we'll get back to the Mariners in a second. But you had a note on there earlier about the Tampa Bay Rays, the only undefeated team left in Major League Baseball. Currently sitting at 12-0, and again, we can always say there's a lot of baseball left, but any 12-game winning streak is incredible. And to start the season that way, I would say is definitely a big win for them. So shout out to the Rays. I wouldn't really want to put money on how long that will go, but I will say it would be cool to see it continue forward, because especially in a tough division with the Yankees, Blue Jays, and Red Sox, and even the Orioles, who were there at the end of last season fighting for a wild card, the Rays to come out and do that, and maybe even take advantage of playing less games against their typical AL East opponents. That's pretty cool, 12 games in. So we'll see if they can make it through the weekend and kind of where they go from here.
Yeah, I think they tied it up with teams from the 50s or 60s, which was pre-wild card era. But yeah, ever since that, I mean, yeah, Rays at 10-0 broke the record previously held by the 2003 Royals, of a 9-win streak to start the season. So yeah, now that they're up to 12, I mean, they always say it's not how you start, it's how you finish. But that's so cool. And to see history being made, I mean, we'll take it regardless. And as long as it doesn't affect us right now.
Yeah, definitely. I'll take it, because yeah, there's a long time before whatever the Rays are doing affects where the Mariners get seated. So
Yeah.
we had some green jackets this weekend, a little bit of
I was going to
Masters
say
going on
that.
for your springtime enjoyment.
Yeah, did you catch any of the weekend that was kind of up and down and crazy, and watching the other white ball sport.
Yeah, I only caught a little bit on Friday morning, had the day off as you did, since we're coworkers. So I turned it on because that was the only thing on the ESPN app, and I was like, well, can't beat a little master. So watch it for like a half hour. Don't love watching golf, as a lot of people can probably relate to, but it is the Masters, so it is, higher stakes, a little bit more interesting to watch. And yeah, with rain delays and trees falling and everything, it definitely sounded like it was an interesting Masters nonetheless.
Yeah, I caught a fair bit on. I watched just a little bit, probably a half hour, 40 minutes on Thursday night for the opening round. And then I caught a few hours on Friday. Just good old rainy day here. Had the day off. I wanted to go skiing. I wanted to work outside. Neither of those happened, so I just embraced it and sat on the couch and used it as a good excuse to feel good about watching the Masters. And then it was early afternoon Pacific, so it was like late afternoon Eastern time. That was when the three trees fell. The trees fell around a woman. She was just standing right in between, and two of them, phew. Like,
That's
could you
just crazy to
imagine?
think about.
Yeah, so, but anyway. Brooks, one of our favorites, kind of by association and just his personality and everything. I know we don't really talk about golf ever. But Brooks Koepka, he's entertaining. He was 12 under through, I think, the third day, and he was followed pretty closely by a couple other guys. There was a handful that were, I think, 8 under, and John Rahm. Shout out to him. Congrats. He got his green jacket, representing Spain. And he was 7 under, I think, to start day 3 or 4, which also day 3 got rain delayed. And on Sunday, they had to play 30 holes of golf. And he ramped it up and turned it around. And Brooks slipped a little bit and ended up tying with Phil for the second spot. And Rom came through, foot on the gas, and finished strong on Sunday and took the title, brought home the green jacket. So I know we don't really talk about golf too much, and it's not like super fun to watch, but I do enjoy the Masters. I feel like it's like Super Bowl, And then there's the March Madness tournament, and then there's the Masters, and then there's nothing.
Yeah,
Like,
definitely.
really until All-Star break for baseball, which is in Seattle this year, which I can't wait to get into that when we get closer to the halfway point. But I just feel like it's the big thing for sports. It's like Super Bowl, March Madness, Masters, you get some NASCAR in there. So I don't know. I like it. And the other thing is it's all the best golfers. You're not watching like this random, like, oh, who's that? I don't, I like never heard of him in some one-off tournament.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see the best come together. It doesn't happen in a lot of sports unless it's, X Games or Olympics or something like that. So that is pretty cool to see, and obviously a big deal for Jon Rahm to get the win. And I know this year was the first time they had the LIV and the PGA coming together. That's kind of where my knowledge starts and ends, but we'll have to tap into Jim or another golf connoisseur to see if there's any drama over that. But yeah, overall, cool that the Masters happened. It sounds like it was a success, and I'd venture to guess a lot more entertaining because the stakes are high. It's probably a lot more intense than your average like amateur golf channel tournament. So yeah, cool to see, and yeah, we'll have to follow it a little more next year and see who comes through.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, good time for sports. Man, I mean, just nice to have baseball back. I kind of just go game of the day on ESPN because you can always get one on ESPN Plus. And it's been kind of cool. Like after the Masters got rain delayed on last Friday, it was Pittsburgh versus I think Washington. And so I'm just like watching a random game. But cool to see players doing well, home runs, everything.
Yeah, it's definitely an exciting time for sports. I know we kind of boycott the NBA with not having the Sonics here, but NBA playoffs are shaping up. NHL playoffs are shaping up. Little shout
Shout
out
out to
to
the
our
Kraken.
Kraken. Yeah, they just swept the world. My local Idaho Steelheads here, I think they got whatever their like Western Hockey League Cup is. So they were just running it this year. So yeah, kind of cool there, and yeah, I think it's a fun time in sports.
Yeah, it is the just a little Kraken update. They dropped yesterday. Looks like they have two games against the Golden Knights. I mean, yeah, we are hockey novices.
The Rookie Cup, maybe.
Yeah, but they dropped one 4-1 to the Knights on Tuesday. Then they come home to Seattle on Thursday. So that'd be cool to get them. Yeah, I don't know how the structure works. Maybe we'll have to have some of our freshman year friends from the hockey team on.
Yeah, I'll have to tap into someone and see if they can find out more than we know.
Yeah, that might help.
Well, what do you say? You are coming off of an exciting win in Beer League softball, so jump into a couple segments. Segments always brought to you by the Great Pacific Northwest Apparel. Head over to thegreatpnw.com and get 20% off when you use the code CLIMB20. Awesome hats, new spring line, I think I mentioned last week. Hats, sweatshirts, t-shirts. They probably have socks and swim trunks and stickers going on right now. So definitely check them out. They're located in, I believe, Spokane, Eastern Washington. But they have some really cool designs, outdoor stuff. So go check them out. And yeah, let's hear about the 20-point victory tonight on the softball field.
Man, I mean, wild ride. Can't believe the way that the team turned it around, but walked off the field tonight after a 45-minute matchup, and we had a 21-1 victory, and their only run was an out-of-the-park home run. So we never actually, nobody on their team touched home plate. Nobody came around. We
Damn.
stranded a couple guys on third because, if you hit a home run, nobody runs the bases.
Right.
We had two guys go yard, and it's a two home run limit. So we scored 21 runs tonight, just worked it on fire. After the last 2 weeks, we've got worked. We've scored 5 runs total in the last 2 weeks after opening the season with a 17-11 victory. So this was huge for our team. We had some catch up to do, and yeah, I don't know. I was put in a position of power first time this season that they put me at leadoff, and I went 3 for 3, came around and scored 3 times and 5 RBIs. So,
man, making the contribution, it's got to
feel a good night.
Feel good coming off the last couple where I think you said you scored a collective 5. And yeah, that was game 3 on the season, if I remember.
Game 4 correctly. Already. So game next week's 4. Halfway.
Wow. I'm surprised that they start so early in Washington, especially with how bad the weather is, because we have game 1 this coming Monday. So you'll be in week 5 and we'll be in week 1.
Yeah, the other league, there's 2 leagues in this area, and the other one starts in 2 weeks.
Nice. I mean, I guess it helps that you play on all turf. So even if it's
foreign sheets. I was talking to somebody, and I was like, man, like, I can't believe it rains all week except our softball days. You can guarantee we have not had rain on a single softball day. Both seasons last year, like spring and fall, and this year, you heard it was torrential downpours Monday, Tuesday here, and today was just perfectly sunny, and tomorrow it's supposed to rain again. But I was talking to somebody, and I was like, Washington figured it out finally with turf fields, because if it rained 2 days ago, the field would still be rained out, like for us growing up.
It's nice that they finally did that. I mean, we always talked about that, and the only downside is you can't have sunflower seeds. I was telling somebody that today, but otherwise, yeah. I mean, in terms of actually getting to play a game, that's a huge game changer, because otherwise you're doing makeup games when you should be resting, and not fun.
Yeah, pretty nice. So anyway, electric win. Shout out to the guys. That was a fun one. I mean, spirits are high, energy's high when you're passing the baton like that. We have an inning mercy, an inning run limit, like mercy per inning. So 10 runs in one inning. And we got through one inning with one out and got 10 runs around. So batted through the order. That one felt pretty good.
Yeah, dang. That's awesome to hear. And yeah, excited to have my own updates for everybody next week after we get underway in the city league for Boise.
Yeah, are you guys every Monday?
Mondays or Wednesdays.
Nice. Hopefully I can catch one of the Wednesday nights.
Yeah, that'll be good. Yeah, not next week, but yeah, hopefully one of the days when you're in town we can get a little celebrity appearance.
Yeah, love that. Well, I don't know about you, Dunk. There's been a lot of good music through the first quarter of this year, 2023. What do you got for a deep cut? What's been playing? What's when you go into some rabbit holes on Spotify? I know you've been sending me some good stuff that's new. You've been sending me some good Y2K. What do you got for the people?
Yeah, well, first, another shout out, another, you know, probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest of 2023, Luke Combs' new album, Grown Old. That's a go-to every time I get in the car. You know, just can't get enough of those 18 songs. We do want to do it justice and still owe it a full album.
Yeah, I was thinking we still have that coming.
But just to throw that one out there for the people, and if you haven't listened to it, I don't know what you're doing, but stop. As soon as this is over, which will be in like 5 minutes, go and turn on Luke Combs' new album. But not really a deep cut, because everybody knows about it. So a deep cut in really the true fashion is something that's not necessarily on the radio, maybe a newer artist or just someone who maybe has a song that hasn't been heard as much. I'll give a Y2K, because I sent you this one today. Josh Thompson had a few hits in the mid-2000s, but mostly
great
known,
songwriter.
Yeah, mostly known as a songwriter. Daddy Had a Beer is like it just comes on and it makes you happy. It's reminiscent. So that one's
dude,
really
I listened
fun
to that right when you sent it to me earlier, and like, so good. Love that song. It just feels good. Takes you back, reminisce a little. And then, you know, I had my other songs, my playlist going, and I was driving home, and I was like the perfect distance from home where, like, if the song that you're listening to is almost over and you know you can skip to the next one and get a full song in and not have to like kill it in the driveway. Hit skip, not even queued up. Daddy Had a Beer in His Hand came on out of nowhere. I was listening to Larry Fleet. Like,
wow.
Maybe there's some parallels, but that's 20 years apart.
Yeah, I was on Kitmore Radio today and it was pulling from the last two decades, everywhere in between.
Wow.
So if you want a good mix, go to someone like that and just go to the radio and see what happens. But the true deep cut this week, album just came out on Friday, last Friday. Jake Worthington, a name that you might have heard about, did a little digging earlier today. Looks like he was a contestant on The Voice, which I was not aware of. Back in 2014, I think it said that he finished second, but I couldn't find a ton of information on him. Obviously, here we are 9 years later, so it's taken some time, but he is signed to Big Loud, which is the same album as Morgan Wallen and Chris Lane, Hardy, Ernest, bunch of those guys. So, I mean, that's a big deal. And he just released his first album, studio album, self-titled, Jake Worthington. I don't know if I have one track that stuck out because I only listened to it once through today. But just the first song on it would be my encouragement. Close your eyes and tell me that doesn't sound like it's from 1993. I mean, it's so good. It's reminiscent, but he's also got his own sound on it. So he's not trying to be someone else or trying to have someone else's sound from the 90s. He's just, that's his stuff. And it sounds really good. So it's pretty refreshing because it doesn't sound like anybody else right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love his sound. It's just crazy. It's kind of like Randall King, like you hear him and you're like, oh man, like, is that young George? And to get that parallel, I know I'm not like throwing that out there lightly, but just those type, it's like, man, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, what do you got this week? A little bit down the Spotify rabbit hole.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I missed it. I don't know where I was. As I think when we recapped our Spotify Wrapped, Randy Houser unfortunately didn't make my top five artists of the year, but my number one song was Randy Houser, Note to Self, which is the title track of his latest album that came out in November of 22. And also same Larry Fleet radio today, highly suggest it. You get some Drew Parker in there, some Josh Ward, another one. But yeah. but man, this song came on and I was like, did I miss something? And it was Randy Houser, American Dreamer. And you know, everybody talks about the American dream, but he was talking about the person, the dreamer. Like, oh man, talk about deep. Like, that's where this segment came from. Not just like, hey, these are some new tunes. Like, this is the kind of stuff that you know is not going to be on the radio. He probably won't play at a concert, but it is worthy of listening to. And one of my other favorites off that album, which just happens to be back-to-back tracks on the album, is Rub a Little Dirt on It. And that one's like, man, growing up, that's what you heard. Or like Heartbreak, hey, Rub a Little Dirt on It because we heard it always works. And like, that hits you in the soul.
Yeah, that's a good one. I love, you know, when there's a play on words like that. And obviously he delivers it very well with his style and lyrics and voice. So yeah, I really like that one too. I was trying to think, I thought that I had one more recently. But yeah, love finding, newer people. Like, oh, that's what it was. Ray Fulter, in 2022, he released Spray Painted Line. That was his debut album. If you don't know Ray Fulter, you've definitely heard his songwriting because he's written probably half of Luke Combs' number ones and been a writer on a lot more of them. But he actually has some good stuff himself, has a very unique sound. But he just re-released After the Rain, which he released in 2022. But this time it's featuring up-and-comer artist Tenille Arts. And they slowed it down a little. They added, the female perspective, and it's really a cool song and a cool version. And it looks like it's climbing pretty fast for him in terms of his Spotify viewership. So definitely give that one. I would say that that classifies as a deep cut as well.
Oh man, that's awesome. Yeah, gotta like that. Definitely appreciate good sound like that.
Yeah, well, give us a comment. Let us know who you're listening to lately. Appreciate you guys giving us a listen. As always, know that we're not as good as some of those music artists, but every download listens, every review matters. And yeah, always appreciate the support. And hopefully you got a little bit of updates from the sports and music world in episode 146. And we'll keep trucking on with as much information as we can find from week to week.
Yeah, like Dunk said earlier, still got the album review coming, got some interviews coming now that we're officially into the baseball season. Tie those in, and man, we're in it. I mean, a couple weeks into the season, feels good knowing that we got a long road ahead and it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, excited to be here. Let us know how your team is doing. Let us know what songs you listen to lately. And if you are an NBA or hockey fan that is more knowledgeable than us, let us know how your team is doing and what we need to be looking out for as we enter playoff season.
Yeah, jump on here. Maybe we could do like a call in, like, hey, this is when we're going to record. We can get some live calls or something and tell us what we need to know.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks everybody. We'll be back next week with episode 147, maybe recorded in person here in Boise. And yeah, always appreciate the support. So,
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks to the climbers. Shout out, as always.
all right, as always, climb the
Let's climb the
ladder.
ladder.